First parak of Tanis Mishnah Zayin. Of Reil Honanu. We already had the 13 Taniyas after Rosh Chodesh Kislev. We had three Taniyas, which were lighter Taniyas, another three that were full Tanis Siva. One had to stop eating from nightfall, and was also all the five Inuyim of eating, drinking, not smearing oneself, not washing oneself, not wearing shoes, not having marital relations. And then they had another seven of these. And even so, the rain didn't come yet. Mematan b'masa b'matan. Then there would already be memait b'simcha, which, and they would not involve themselves so much in any type of work. The Gemara says that's talking about masa b'matan shel simcha. Not a, like an av, it says mematan b'simcha. We don't involve ourselves buying things for chasana, happy events. Or Bebinyan, also a house for the Chasan Kalo and the Tia. They have special gardens for the Chasan Kalo. The Eirsidim and the Suyim, they wouldn't get engaged or married in this period of Sheva Shomin on the Chaveru, if they odd the Zukim and the Mokim, they would not even greet one another as if they were in a neither, they were excommunicated by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hayechidim Chayzim Mezanim. And individuals, the Tamil Chachamim, what would add even more taniyos after this? Actually, it's in Nisan till the end of the Tkufas Nisan, which is 30 days after Tkufas Nisan. The Tkufas Nisan is the equinox. Yotze Nisan v'lo yod geshamim simen klala. If the whole Tkufa of Nisan went through and they did not get rain, that's a sign of a curse from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it says in the Navi that there was a time of harvesting the chitin, and they should already have had rain by that period of time.